We're back with Teacher Talk, sponsored by the Columbus Education Association, who is solely responsible for the views expressed. I'm Sue Miziak, your host. This evening, I am honored to have as my guest a veteran educator who will share her insights about bringing history to life. This retired teacher portrays characters and teaches students at West High School to do the same. I know you're going to enjoy her dramatizations. Joining me on Teacher Talk tonight is Sandra Quick. Welcome to Teacher Talk, Sandra.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, Sue.
Well, I have been so excited about doing this interview, and I know a little bit about the work that you do, but I'm so happy to be meeting you in person, and I know this is going to be a very, very lively interview today. But first of all, let's learn a little bit about you, Sandra. I want to hear about your professional experience as an educator with the Columbus City Schools.
Well, you need to know that I started out a product of Columbus Public Schools.
Okay.
I went to John Burroughs, Hiltonia, and West High.
Hey, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wow. I wonder if I was one of your teachers. I don't know.
And then I started right after college at OU and taught ninth grade English and drama and did Black History plays there and then worked myself up through the ranks, assistant principal and principal.
Wow.
And then
what schools were those? Where did you
teach? Marion Franklin, Beechcroft, Buckeye, Woodward Park, a lot of different schools.
Wow.
So I was middle school, high school. I love that age, child.
Yeah, I did. Well, I kind of like the high school better. I had a little difficulty with middle school. Those kids, those are the teachers I actually admire the most, I think, are the middle school teachers. They are so creative and they just do wonderful things with an age group that's struggling to find themselves sometimes.
Exactly. And this program is very accommodating to middle school and high school students.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm really looking forward to our talking more about this. And so I am happy to hear, though, that I did not know that you were a product of Columbus City Schools. So I guess, you know, it's kind of nice when we have individuals like yourself, our superintendent, and many of the other individuals in our district who come back and kind of give back to the students in our district.
Absolutely. I am homegrown.
Well, Sandra, as a retired educator, you are now indulging in one of your great passions, and that is in delivering and developing a living historical character. And I know that you have worked with a group called We've Known Rivers, and can you tell me just a very little bit about that group?
Yes, We've Known Rivers is a composite of three professional teaching artists, Anthony Gibbs and Annette Jefferson, and we have formed a nonprofit to bring history alive in schools and libraries, social activities, pre-college programs, and it's really about edutainment.
Mm-hmm. Edutainment, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But so you've been involved with this group. How did you get involved with it in the first place? Was this one of your first stops before or after retirement?
Well, actually, Annette Jefferson has been inspiring for years because I was a drama teacher and I love drama.
Uh-huh.
And she's been actually performing Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman for years. She's known around the state. She worked in Ohio, Chautauqua. So a lot of people recognize that name.
Uh-huh.
And then Anthony Gibbs is now the director at the Ohio Historical Society.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been performing characters. So between the three of us, we performed 28 different characters.
That is amazing. And I think I saw someplace that you performed at the State Capitol Building.
We perform at the State Capitol Building every February.
Mm-hmm.
So every Thursday at noon, it's free and open to the public. Please come out and enjoy the free performance.
Right, right. And learn more about the history of our country and actually also the history of our state. Well, now you've made reference to edutainment, and I want you to describe that because I could kind of, I guess, take that word apart and I see education and entertainment in there. So tell me about this, will you, Sandra?
Sue, you are right on the mark. That's exactly what edutainment is education. We don't only entertain, but because we are educators, because we are scholars, we know the importance of helping the audience, whatever the audience may be, adult audience, you know, schools, that they need to understand the context
right,
what history is about. And then how does that significant performance make a difference in the lives, and then what are they going to do as a response to that performance? So it is education and entertainment together.
Wow. Okay. Now you also are very much involved in Our History Awakens. And will you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. Our History Awakens is my personal business, mm-hmm. my personal drama business. Anthony has his own mm-hmm. and Annette has her own. Mm-hmm. But then together we form We've Known Rivers.
Right.
But Our History Awakens is my personal performance business.
Right.
And through that, I am doing this program at West High School.
And we're going to talk about that a little bit in a couple minutes, a little bit more, because that is a very, very exciting program. And I actually like the title, Our History Awakens, because I made reference in the introduction to today's teacher talk that for some students, history is a really dry subject. They just can't get beyond those words on the page. But then when someone like you comes into the classroom and shows them that we're talking about living, breathing people who made history, whether it was locally or in our state or in our country, all of a sudden we keep saying it does come alive, and that's what's so exciting here.
And that is exactly right. R is encompassing. It's not just African-American history, even mm-hmm. though that's the characters that I portray, because right. I want to be authentic to the character. But it's our history. We were all here together.
That's right.
And
that's right.
History is more than just the dates, the places.
Yes.
History is actually the events that happened that impacted our lives today.
Mm-hmm.
And then Awakens is that joyful opening of that. And we refer to it as a near primary resource. For example, in the classroom, when I portray Phyllis Wheatley, that's the nearest that anybody's going to get. Or I do a performance to Phyllis Wheatley.
That's right.
You know,
it is.
They can read
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
They can read her book and read her poems. But when I answer questions in character, they can ask me questions that they would know otherwise.
Where were you when I was teaching Phyllis Wheatley's poems? I'll tell you, I wish you had been around, because I did have a lot of questions in terms of the language she used, the poetic format that she used, and I bet you could have answered all of those. Well, so how, Sandra, do you choose the characters that you portray?
That's a good question. They come to me.
Wow.
And I know
is it
that
something
sounds
about
kind of
their writings or their lives
yes,
that just speak
yes.
to you?
Yes, I have mm-hmm. so much in common with Phyllis.
Mm-hmm.
She was a very devout Christian. Mm-hmm. She loved the arts, just loved that poetry, loved to learn. I'm mm-hmm. a lifelong learner. She
right.
loved to learn. And she had a lot of personal struggles as well. So I was very, very drawn to Phyllis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My other characters, Aunt Hetty, she celebrates Freedom's Eve, which is the night before all the slaves were free, and known as Watch Night in the African-American mm-hmm. church. And it's really it's a composite character, but it's based on my grandmother, my maternal grandmother.
Oh.
Her name was Hetty.
You really had a connection there.
I really had a connection there. Yes.
Well, now, how do you do your research? I mean, are you on the internet a lot,
oh.
or how do you learn about these individuals whom you are portraying?
All of the above. I get the books. I go on the internet. I recently visited Rochester, New York, where the women's movement was there.
Right.
That was research for a new character that I'm doing, Bessie Stringfield, who was the motorcycle queen of Miami. I'm
oh.
a motorcyclist. And so she was the first black uh-huh. to be a military, in World War II, a military dispatcher. So she went all over the 48 states taking secret
uh-huh.
missions.
Right.
Now think about this. 1930s, a black woman on a motorcycle.
Yeah, that's kind
think
of
about
that had to be really kind of frightening for her at times.
Exactly.
Very
exactly.
dangerous.
And I've ridden in the South
uh-huh.
on a motorcycle. So
uh-huh.
I can, it's the connection. I can really feel that connection
mm-hmm.
with my characters.
What about the clothing and the accents? Because some of these individuals are from the South. Some of them are from the East Coast. So, you know, how do you work on that?
Well, again, I listen to tapes and my clothing. There are on the internet, there are specific individuals like my gown for Phyllis that she wore in London. That gown is made by someone who makes 18th century clothing. That's her business.
Wow.
And my shoes are from a specific warehouse that uh-huh. only makes those kind of clothings. And then when I go to re-encampments, there are vendors there that I buy specific things from.
Wow, you really put a lot into this. Well, now, who is your audience? We've already mentioned that you along with the We've Known Rivers group, you do some things at the State House, and you're also in the classroom. So do you speak to also private groups or organizations?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Churches, I'm doing a performance at the First Church, Baptist Church in Newark, and they're having me in for Black History Month. The Fair at New Boston, which is an encampment at George Rogers Clark Park in Clark County, re-encampment.
Right.
I portray Phyllis Wheatley there. I do private parties.
Uh-huh.
I do Worthington Parks and Rec.
Wow. Well, now I'm going to stop you right there because I'm going to ask a big favor. Can the people who are listening to Teacher Talk right now, can we be your audience?
Sure.
Right now? Would you edutain us with one of your characters? Tell us who you're going to do.
I'm going to do Phyllis Wheatley. I'm going to do the opening act, a very, very small piece of the opening act.
Sounds good.
I remember it like it was yesterday. I was sitting afternoon tea for Mrs. Wheatley when all of a sudden I heard these loud, angry voices outside. No taxation without representation! No taxation without representation! I ducked behind the curtain. I was afraid. I didn't know what all the commotion was about. More men, white men, masters were joining them in the street. This was very unusual. And they were yelling, no taxation without representation! No taxation without representation! I didn't know what all the fuss was about. Later I learned they were marching to the Boston Harbor right over there. And they were protesting King George III. He had taxed this tea, and they were angry that their money was being used in a way that they had not intended for it to be used. All of a sudden, Master Wheatley came from upstairs to downstairs. He turned and looked at me, and then he walked outside and joined the angry men. That made me wonder, how could my master fight for his rights and his freedom and hold me a slave? How could he not feel the guilt and the anguish of holding me a slave? I did not have the right to say where I went, how my money was spent. I didn't even make any money. He had all of those rights, but yet he was protesting for more of his rights, more freedoms, when I, a slave, had none. I was perplexed. I was confused. I was deeply hurt.
Sandra, that was really powerful. I mean, I'm just sitting here and I was taken back a couple hundred years. It was wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
I want to hear the whole thing, but we don't have time on Teacher Talk for that. Well, not only are you a performer, but you are also an author. And Sandra actually has brought me her book. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about it? What compelled you to write this?
Everybody that asked me to write it.
Okay, give us the name of the book.
Okay, the book is Our History Awakens, Creating My Living History Avatar. And it's the story of how I got into, people always ask me, how did you get into this, you know? And so it's my story about how I got into it. And it's through the character of Phyllis Wheatley. So I tell how I developed it. So the questions that you asked about costuming and things like that, that's in there on how I got started. And it's the first in a series. The second book is Our History Awakens, creating your living history avatar. So I help the reader develop their avatar. Now, everybody doesn't want to do that.
I'm going to stop you just for a second because an awful lot of people out there, believe it or not, are not necessarily familiar with the word avatar. Now, I know that my grandson is because he talks about avatars all the time and we've seen the movie, but some people aren't quite sure. Can you just very, very briefly just give us a quick definition of that word?
I use avatar instead of character as a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
But avatar is the embodiment of a character.
Right.
So again, it's that near primary resource. It's becoming that person in real life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And so you wanted to share this experience that you've had and really bring some meaning of history to other people by helping them to see how this can be a great kind of project that the kids are doing by creating their own avatar. So now, Sandra, a very important part of your life has been your role as an educator, as a teacher, as a principal. And even though you're not a full-time classroom teacher anymore, you retired from Columbus City Schools. You are working in a Columbus City School, which I think is wonderful. You're at West High School, and you are in a unique program entitled Creating Your Living History Trailblazer Avatar. That's a long title.
That's a long title. And the trailblazer part is because West High School's theme this year is Journey to Success.
Mm-hmm.
So what the kids do is they select a trailblazer, someone who made a difference, and then they are going to develop their avatar through research based upon that character.
Mm-hmm. Now, who are your students? What grades are we looking at? And who's the teacher with whom you're working? Can you tell us?
Yes, these are 11th grade students, selected 11th grade students, particularly in Mr. Dan Elroy's class.
And is this part of an American history or American literature class?
This is an 11th grade literature class, but it encompasses the whole American history as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we really, the kids are portraying not only Americans, but they've branched out and all the way back to the 18th century, all the way up to the 20th century, and all over the globe.
Wow. Well, who are some of the characters that they are choosing?
Charles Lindbergh, Galileo, Henry Ford, Orville Wright, Catherine the Great, Marian Anderson, Thomas Edison, Marco Polo, Walt Disney, Abraham Lincoln, Joan of Arc. And the teacher himself, Mr. McElroy, is also developing a character too, John Carlos.
Oh, okay. Well, now, let me ask you something here, Sandra. How did these students make their choices? Like, you've already mentioned that you just had a personal connection to many of the characters or the avatars that you've created. And there was something about each of them that perhaps touched your life. But what about these students? Was there a requirement, some type some type of questionnaire perhaps they had to fill out? Or how did they come up with their own? How did they come up with Catherine the Great, for example?
Well, Catherine the Great wasn't assigned.
Okay.
so it was either they chose one or we had a list to help them.
Right. Well, that's good,
decide.
Though.
Yeah. Because a lot of them weren't sure. And the other thing is that each student will portray this person and all the other kids will learn about that person.
Right.
So even if
they
didn't know about them before, they will have 20 other people that they'll learn about in class.
Right. Now, why are you a part of their class? How did you become involved with this class of students at West High School and with their teacher?
Well, I am a professional teaching artist through the Adaptation Integration of the Arts program.
Uh-huh.
It's through the Ohio Department of Education. It is a grant program that the school wrote. West High School wrote the grant. And so we partnered in bringing this program, project-based learning program, to West High School. So it's the whole purpose is to integrate the arts into the curriculum for all modalities, for all ability levels, for all achievement levels.
Wow, how exciting. I love stuff like this. Well, now this is a 10-week program. So could you kind of give us a rundown, Sandra, on what what kind of focus you have, because I think each week has a slightly different focus, and maybe you could just kind of concentrate on one or two of these and describe it for us a little bit, but give us an overall look and then maybe concentrate on one or two of these weeks.
Okay.
Tell us what's involved.
Research, research, research.
Good. I love hearing that.
Research, research, research. That's where we start.
Uh-huh.
You can't portray someone authentically unless you know who they are.
Right.
So research is a big part of that. So Mr. McElroy, the kids are constantly in the computer lab,
mm-hmm.
Looking up their character. Then I do live performances. I do each scene, each of the 8 scenes of Phyllis. So they actually see. Some of these kids have never seen a live performance before.
Mm.
So I actually do scenes so they can see. I
bring
my props, my costuming, you know, the whole 9 yards. Then I do a they have to do a chronology of that time period for that person. Then they do a canon of the individual events in that person's life. And then they decide on a Kairos moment. What was that defining moment? Like Rosa Parks,
uh-huh.
when she did that.
Now, is this outline? It's kind of an outline that you're giving me. Is this something that you came up with, or is this part of the overall program in which you're involved?
No, actually, Mr. McElroy and I integrate that into the curriculum. It's not overlapping the
mm-hmm,
curriculum.
Right.
It's integrated in. So the skills, the language arts skills that they are learning in the program are right with his curriculum.
Wow.
11th grade curriculum.
Do these kids get intimidated by seeing you perform and then they know that that's down the road for them?
Yes, they do. Yes,
I
do.
Bet they do.
But
I would.
We help them overcome that. We have a lot of techniques that I work with them on performance skills.
Oh,
that's
wonderful.
Another thing that I do. Yeah.
So what are the final couple of steps in this 10-week program? I know that you've already approached that and you've already completed this particular project.
We work a lot on script writing. In fact, I was at West High School this morning to pick up their second draft. So over the break, I'm going to be editing those.
Okay.
We work on costuming and props and then performance skills.
Right. Wonderful. Now, how are the students responding to this project?
Some really enthusiastic, just like anything,
uh-huh.
and some, oh my goodness.
Do I have to do this?
Do I have to get up? But I tell them, look, the getting up in front of an audience is going to help you with interviewing skills. Or if you want to talk to that cute little girl over there, this is going to help you build
That's
confidence.
Right.
So that was a real draw.
I bet they had a great time working on this. And I'm sure that their teacher has been very grateful for the added input that you've given. Now, I think that probably many of our listeners, Sandra, are going to want to know more about Our History Awakens, about your book of the same title, and the Avatar program at West High School. Could you give me some contact information about this?
Sure. OurHistoryAwakens.com.
Okay. OurHistoryAwakens.com.
OurHistoryAwakens@gmail.com.
Okay.
And VSAO, that's Victor Sandra AlphaOhio.org is the name of the organization where teachers can go on the website and look at the grant information and apply for this grant so that they can get someone like me into their schools.
Oh, and you know what? Would you mention that contact information one more time, Sandra? Because I think that there are a lot of teachers listening to Teacher Talk. Thank you. And they're going to want to know more about this. So give us that last bit of contact information again.
Sure. VSAO.org, Victor Sandra Alpha Ohio.org.
Okay. And therefore, if you want to get involved in something like the project in which Sandra's been working, the Avatar program, just look that up online and write yourself a grant. And who knows, maybe Sandra Quick will be coming to a school near you.
And Sue, it's not just performance arts. There's graphic arts. There's all kinds of arts. In fact, Annette Jefferson is doing a graphic arts program at a school in Columbus as well.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your experiences with us, Sandra. Thank you so much for being Phyllis Wheatley for us. And thank you so much for appearing on Teacher Talk this evening.
Sue, I really appreciate being here. Thank you.
This concludes our program. Please join me on Teacher Talk the first and third Tuesdays of each month. This is Sue Misiak saying good night.